news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The government shutdown is now 3 weeks old, and if it lasts into Saturday, will be the longest shutdown in U.S. history. Donald Trump says he's close to declaring an emergency over the border, which would allow him to use Defense Department funds to build his border wall. Those funds might come from disaster aid money meant for Puerto Rico, Texas, and other areas.
President Trump says he might do it.
I have the absolute right to declare a national emergency. The lawyers have so advised me.
An administration official tells NBC News White House lawyers are now preparing the legal justification.
We're either going to have a win, make a compromise, because I think a compromise is a win for everybody, or I will declare a national emergency.
Democrats already threatening legal action.
I believe that raises a serious constitutional issue that can be only resolved in the courts.
Many Republicans urging caution.
I don't want to see a declaration of national emergency.
But late today, Republican Lindsey Graham accusing Democrats of refusing to negotiate and saying the president should use emergency powers to fund the construction of the wall. There have been 58 national emergencies declared since the National Emergencies Act was passed, giving presidents the authority to go around Congress in a crisis. Everything from the Iran hostage crisis to 9/11. It's a two-step process. First, a president declares a national emergency, but in order to redirect pre-existing funds, the president then has to cite the specific emergency powers he's activating.
Might that be challenged in court? Probably. Who will prevail? That's a very difficult question. Courts are reluctant to second-guess presidents about issues such as this one.
Three U.S. officials tell NBC News one option prepared for the president to use the Army Corps of Engineers and their funding, including some which had been set aside for disaster relief, to build 315 miles of border wall.
Before heading to the southern border on Thursday, and once again once he was there, Trump told reporters that he never said Mexico was going to pay for the wall. The Washington Post reporting that Trump did say it at least 212 times during his campaign and dozens more since he took office. And he put it in writing in a March 2016 memo to news outlets that was then posted on his campaign website. Specifically, Trump threatened to cut off billions of dollars in remittance payments from Mexican nationals in the U.S. to families in their home country. That, he proclaimed, would pressure the Mexican government to cough up a, quote, one-time payment of $5 to $10 billion for the wall. CNN's Anderson Cooper was incredulous.
According to new CNN reporting, the administration is examining the idea of funding the wall with disaster relief money. You heard that right. The Trump administration is actively examining the notion of using unspent money earmarked for disaster reconstruction in Puerto Rico, Texas, California, Florida, and elsewhere. And keeping them honest, that idea is a long way away from President Trump's recent claim that unspecified economic gains from the replacement for NAFTA would supposedly and indirectly pay for the wall. And it is even farther away from the oft-repeated promise that Mexico would pay for the wall.
And who's going to pay for the wall? It'll be a great wall. Mexico's going to pay for the wall.
So that was a lie, perhaps the most widely repeated one since the check is in the mail. Mexico is not going to pay for the wall. Now, perhaps Puerto Rico will. And speaking of checks in the mail, before leaving for the border today, and then once again after he arrived, the president said this.
When you say Mexico's going to pay for the wall, you never expected that they would write you a check. But during your campaign...
I don't expect... When I say Mexico's going to pay for the wall, do you think they're going to write a check for $20 billion or $10 billion or $5 billion or 2 cents? No, they're paying for the wall in a great trade deal.
Silly us. He didn't say Mexico should just write a check. I mean, how stupid can you be to even think that? I mean, what kind of dummy could believe that after looking at the president's campaign website and reading the words, and I'm quoting from the campaign website, "It's an easy decision for Mexico. Make a one-time payment of $5 to $10 billion to ensure that $24 billion continues to flow into their country year after year."
As if Trump's lies about Mexico paying for the wall weren't enough, Trump showed his ignorance yet again. When asked by a reporter, "Does the buck stop with you over this shutdown?" Trump actually answered,
"The buck stops with everybody."
Wow. Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's former lawyer who has implicated the president in campaign finance crimes, will testify to the House Oversight Committee on February 7th. The high-profile hearing, which the panel announced on Thursday, is one of the first examples of how Democrats will use their new oversight powers and control of House committees to arrange events that could be embarrassing and distracting for the White House. Cohen pleaded guilty last year to various criminal charges, including campaign finance law violations and lying to Congress. He received a 3-year sentence and is set to report to prison March 6th. And finally, a new survey from Morning Consult ranks the U.S. senators from the past Congress from most popular to least. Topping the list yet again is Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont at 64% favorable and 28% unfavorable. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.